questions 16 through 20. At the office, a problem with the printer. Two colleagues are complaining about a printer that has not been working properly for quite a while.
Now listen to the conversation.
Oh, shoot, not again.
Uh-oh, is the printer still acting up? Switch it off and on, then try it again.
Yes, I've done that. Now, let's see. Nope. See, it won't print anything now.
So, you need to open all the drawers and see if you can find a paper jam or something.
No, I can't do that. I won't be able to get the paper jam out anyway, even if I can find it. I'm just so worried I'll break something. I don't know how all the little parts work and what I can pull on and what I might damage. Nah, someone else is going to have to do it.
Okay, just a minute.
I know printers get jammed, but it's not normal for a printer to jam every time anybody prints anything, is it? It just seems like we spend all our time fighting it, you know, crossing our fingers and toes and begging for that document that we need for tomorrow. It wastes so much time. There's got to be something wrong with it.
Yeah, it does make life pretty difficult sometimes. But the service guy was here just a few weeks ago, remember? Not sure he found anything, though. Just poked around and cleaned it.
Yeah, well, obviously it did a lot of good. What do you think? If we all started logging all the time we spend trying to print or trying to fix the damn thing, do you think they'd replace it?
That's not a bad idea, actually. With the amount of time we waste, surely replacing it would be profitable fairly quickly, taking into account that they're paying us for our time and all.
Ha! As long as the new one actually worked, that is. I'm beginning to wonder if a printer that prints isn't really like a dragon, you know? There are plenty of stories about them, but nobody's ever seen one.
No, Dad's got one that works, like 98% of the time. It almost never has a problem.